So that we can find
to make the seek and find game possible. Because when you seek and find, then what? Then you're happy. Oh, remember the happiness. That's the happiness. This treasure he talks again and again in his ghazals. He goes to extremes to talk about this treasure. It comes all from one quote-unquote prophet's saying. They will go to the Muhammad and they will say, go and ask this God of yours, why did you create us? He said, oh, for that I was a hidden treasure and I liked to be found. Therefore I created you. And you will say, look at this treasure, it's everywhere. And it's obvious, not only visible, but we are blind. Because we don't know how to look. When you change the way you see the universe, then you will see the beauty in the things that you never thought it could be beautiful. This is the surprise that the good artist brings us. You know, they get to present you something new that you never thought it could be this way, and it's beautiful. To find a different aspect of it, he will finish the paragraph with that word. The treasure means, let's not forget where are we leading at? What are we talking about? Here we are talking about that the heart being the hidden treasure, and we are the seeker of that treasure. We have the third. You gave us the third. Thank you. Thirst is a problem, yes. Thirst for an animal is the problem. If the water was here, available every day, it was better. For us, no. Because we know that we are going to find the treasure. And all is a gift given to us in advance, without doing anything about it, right? So, let's conclude this paragraph at least. It was a lovely paragraph for me. Because he explained the source of falling down. Right? He said, you fall down in the well you dig. First of all, do not dig so deep. Secondly, find yourself. Understand what you are. By finding the mirror. Seeing yourself. Who are you? You are the digger or finder of the treasure. Treasure is hidden for you. Everything is made for you. So please stop nagging and blaming the shortcoming of the universe. It's amazing because we are the top predator. In this natural life we know on the air, we are the top predators, right? We are not even eatable for the rest of them. We eat everything. We dominate everything, right? And we nag. We nag about this existence and the shortcoming of this universe. And we feel sad, we need tranquilizer, we need the pill, we need the law. And with all of those, we'll be the same. Because, how many years ago somebody wrote it on a wall that having doesn't bring the happiness? Have you heard about the wall? There has been a wall. A guy named Diogenes, or Diogenes.
Diogenes.
That's the pronunciation, I know the French version. Yes, the guy was one of the best students of Epicurus. And one day he said, a lot of people come to me for advice. In the group, little groups, and I'll give them the advice, but it doesn't work like this. Let's put it on a wall. He made a big wall in the city and wrote the philosophy on it. And do you remember this? The center of that wall, which was the center of the marketplace, the best real estate over there, the writing is larger and painted in red. That having does not make you happy. So imagine going to the market, and instead of writing down that if you don't have this, you're miserable only with buying this, you will be saved. Things like that. They say there are some things that they don't know what to say about it. The only thing they could say is that when I put it on, suddenly I feel good. There is a bracelet, something like that, from the 60s, is there. Suddenly you feel good. They don't have even nonsense, scientific nonsense to give you to me. I say, your happiness is hung up on this, having this. Imagine a philosopher so many years ago, 700, 800 years ago, he would write down that, remember, having doesn't make you happy. Happiness comes from within. Source of happiness is the heart. Your brain is not made to be satisfied. It is not supposed to. Your brain should always try for something else. Because mainly that something else is not for you. That something else is that exception that will be injected in the species, which will make it grow and become different. It even works that way. So, don't give up on yourself because you see your animal part very strong. Let's hear it in Persian. چون چی شیرم در بر خیشش کشید در پناه شیر تا چه می دهید چون که در چه بینگریدند اندر آب از شیر و در تافت آب شیر عکس خیش دید از آب تفت شکل شیری در برش خرگوش زد چون که خصم خیش را در آب دید مرورا بگذاشت و در چه کرد در فتادن در چهی کوچنده بود زانکه ظلمش در سرش آینده بود شاه مظلم گشت ظلم ظالمان این چنین گفتن جمله عالمان هر که ظالمتر چهش با قولتر عدل فرموده است بدتر را بتر ای که تو از جاه ظلمی می کنی دانکه بهر خویش چاهی می کنی گرد خود چون کرم پیله بر متن بهر خود چه میکنی اندازه کن مر ضعیفان را توی خصمی مدان از نبی زاجا نصر الله خان گر تو پیلی خصم تو از تو رمید نک جزا طیرن عبابیلت رسید گر ضعیفی در زمین خواهد امان قلقل افتد در سپاه آسمان گر به دندانش گزی پرخون کنی درد دندانت بگیرد چون کنی شیر خود را دید در چه از غلو خیش را نشناخت آن دم از عدو عکس خود را او عدو خیش دید لاجرم بر خیش شمشیر کشید ای بسا ظلمی که بینی در کسان خوی تو باشد در ایشان ای فلان اندر ایشان تافته هستی تو از نفاق و ظلم و بدمستی تو آن تویی و آن زخم بر خود میزنی بر خود آن دم تار لعنت میتنی در خود آن بد را نمیبینی عیان ورنه دشمن بوده خود را به جان حمله بر خود میکنی ای ساده مرد همچون شیری که بر خود حمله کرد چون به قعر خوی خود اندر رسی پس بدانی که از تو بودن ناکسی شیر را در قعر پیدا شد که بود نقش او آن کش دگر کس می نمود هر که دندان ضعیفی می کند کار آن شیر غلط بین می کند ای بدیده عکس بد بر روی ام بعد نعم است اون تویی از خود مرم مؤمنان آینه یکدیگرند این خبر می از پیامبر آورند